The United Nations on Monday marks the International Day Against Nuclear Testing. A conference titled Nuclear Dilemmas, Present and Future is being organized for Tuesday in The Hague to address nuclear issues, including the current status of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty and the Treaty on Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons. The event is timed to coincide with the 20th anniversary of Kazakhstan closing the main Soviet nuclear test site on their territory and the complete renunciation of Kazakhstan's nuclear arsenal, which was once the fourth largest in the world. Roman Vasilenko is an advisor to the Secretary of State at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Kazakhstan. He spoke to Charles Collins about the efforts to build a world free of nuclear weapons.
The Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty is, of course, the fundamental bedrock of the whole non-proliferation regime. It was signed in 1968, obviously, and it was supposed to achieve a gradual elimination of nuclear weapons. At least that's what its stated goal. But so far, we are into the fifth decade of this treaty, and the nuclear weapons are still here with us. So the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty is a treaty signed in 1996. This is a treaty which has not yet went into effect. Because it requires ratification by a certain number of countries and a certain number of specific countries. And Kazakhstan, along with our like-minded partners in the world, has consistently called on these nine countries which have either not ratified or not signed this treaty and on whose ratification depends the CTBT entry into force to do so as soon as possible. And these countries include China, India, Pakistan, Israel, Iran, Egypt, Indonesia, and the United States, and of course North Korea. But we are convinced that the CTBT, once it enters into force, and we think it should enter into force as soon as possible, will become one of the most concrete and effective instruments of non-proliferation. Of course, as we look around the world, we see great many problems with the threat of further proliferation of nuclear weapons, but we also see great opportunities now, especially after the United States and Russia, the countries which hold the largest nuclear stockpiles in the world, jointly controlling 95% of all known weapons, nuclear weapons in the world, when they signed this treaty to reduce their arsenals. So we call on the world to look closely at Kazakhstan's example, a country which had nuclear weapons, which had all the cycle to produce nuclear weapons, including the nuclear weapons test sites at Semipalatinsk, but a country which made a nuclear weapon-free choice, and a country which has since that time, in the 20 years of its existence as an independent state, has proven that you can live without nuclear weapons and you can indeed prosper and you can ensure your security better if you don't have nuclear weapons. And that's a message we are never shy to deliver either to Iran or to North Korea and to nuclear weapon states, to the recognized nuclear weapon states.
People often say that once the nuclear genie is out of the bottle, it's hard to put it back in again. How realistic is the goal of a world free of nuclear weapons?
Well, of course, it sounds utopian, the goal of building a nuclear weapon-free world. But we think that if you don't strive for that goal, you will never reach that goal and you will never even get closer to it. Kazakhstan had 1,000 nuclear warheads with the TNT equivalent of 1 megaton each. Kazakhstan renounced those nuclear weapons and returned the nuclear warheads to Russia or eliminated them in Kazakhstan and shut down the nuclear test site. And we think that if people are serious about building a world better for everybody, then they should look no further than the examples of Japan, where nuclear weapons were used by the United States in 1945 And the examples of Kazakhstan and other countries where nuclear tests were conducted, including Nevada in the United States, including the French Atoll Mururoa and other locations throughout the world. And the people need not look any further than the these regions and the horrible consequences that these nuclear weapon tests caused on the land and on the people to realize that this is a road to nowhere, and the nuclear weapons should be abandoned. And I think that we can be optimistic in a sense, because if you look at chemical weapons, they were also used, they were invented. They were used in 1915, for example, in the First World War, but then they were banned by the International Convention on the Banning of the Chemical Weapons. In fact, the organization for monitoring this convention is based here in The Hague. And the stockpiles are now being eliminated, and it is illegal to use chemical weapons. So I think that, of course, nuclear weapons is a mighty arsenal, and some might have temptation to have this sort of nuclear have this nuclear arsenal as a way to resolve all their issues. But I think that if people truly think that nuclear weapons can ensure their security, can ensure a better protection for the country, and can resolve any arguments that they may have with their neighbors, then these people are, well, I would say delusional, because once anybody starts using nuclear weapons, then I think the consequences can be detrimental for the entire planet.
There are a couple of conferences coming up in the next couple of years addressing nuclear issues. What do you hope they will achieve?
Well, the International Forum for a Nuclear Weapon-Free World in Kazakhstan in October will be a major conference to yet again raise the profile of this issue, of the need for a global nuclear disarmament, and raise the attention to the example of Kazakhstan and other countries which have disarmed, such as Ukraine, Belarus, or South Korea, which has abandoned its own nuclear weapons program. So we hope that the outcome of the October forum will be a greater momentum. And by the way, will be a greater momentum towards nuclear weapon-free world. There is, of course, another event which is taking place in New York, and it is convened by the United Nations Secretary General this September. And our president will attend there and will again outline our proposals on how to move forward towards this noble goal of the Global Zero. But the event in Seoul will be the second nuclear safety summit on nuclear security summit after the one in Washington last year. And its focus is more on ensuring the security and safety of nuclear materials throughout the world. And so these forums in Washington and Seoul are more specific. They have grandiose goals and they're noble goals, but they also are very concrete. And I will tell you that after the April 2010 nuclear security summit in Washington, Kazakhstan and the United States and the International Atomic Energy Agency concluded a project in Kazakhstan to safely transport and secure nuclear material which is left over from the operation of the fast breeder reactor. And this nuclear material would have been enough to produce 800 crude nuclear bombs. So Kazakhstan is doing its part. We are seeing examples of similar movement in other countries to ensure security of their nuclear materials. And we think that this is also a very important and concrete way to strengthen the non-proliferation regime. But I will also say something else. Kazakhstan has put forward its candidacy to host an international nuclear fuel bank in Kazakhstan to be set up under the auspices of the International Atomic Energy Agency. So far, Kazakhstan is the only country which has put forward this its candidacy. The IAEA is to decide this year, we hope this September, whether or not to set up such a fuel bank. Well, actually, they have decided that it's important to create such a bank. Now there is a candidacy of Kazakhstan. Right now the IAEA experts are reviewing the situation in Kazakhstan with this regard. And we think that once established, this nuclear fuel bank will become another element in the ensuring of the safety of the international nuclear fuel cycle, thus helping reduce the need for some countries to independently enrich nuclear materials. So there is a whole set of issues that Kazakhstan is involved, whole set of specific issues, and we think that these issues will be highlighted at these two forums that you mentioned, the forum in Astana and the forum in Seoul. But we think that the more the countries do specific things, the better the chances that we will first prevent any nuclear catastrophe, but second, move us closer to that noble goal of reducing nuclear weapons arsenals in the world and hopefully eliminating them. Because we've seen the horrible consequences in Kazakhstan of these nuclear tests. 1.5 million people suffered or continue to suffer from illnesses caused by radiation, higher cancer rates, birth defects, suicide rates. This is horrible. And the land is contaminated. Wide swaths of land are contaminated. By some estimates, radiation fallout fell on the territory the size of Germany in Kazakhstan and in Russia. So we know that this is horrible and that the nuclear weapons should never be used. But to achieve that goal, we need to make even small but gradual and consistent steps towards nuclear weapons, nuclear materials security, and towards eliminating nuclear weapons.